You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do you have a dog or a cat, producer Tim? Just curious. I don't personally have one right now. I'm still grieving the loss, actually, of my dog that we had for 17 years. My husband and I both, we just can't pull the trigger on another animal. You don't, do you have one?
I have two cats.
Okay, you have two cats.
And a dog.
And a dog.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You're going to love this. New study found owning a dog or cat in 2025 costs way more than people think. Over the course of their life, the study chose 15 years. Mm-hmm. People think it costs around $5,700 to own a cat and about $8,200 for a dog, but the actual numbers are $20,000 to $22,000.
I believe it.
Do you think that's right?
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's insane.
Yeah. You know those doodles? My brother has one, and apparently they like to eat things that get stuck in their intestines, depending on the kind of doodle.
That happened to my dog.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, he ate a corn cob. I had to take him to the emergency vet, yeah.
What'd that cost you?
A lot.
A lot. I know.
This is close to 1,000.
Oh, my gosh. So think about that. For you, you're talking about, you got like a $60,000 to $66,000 expense. I mean, that's like, I don't know, depending on what school your kid goes to, like 2/3 of a college education.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like people now.
They almost. Are.
Yeah.
They are. And you go to the vet and you can't just be like, well, I guess I'll skip the medical treatment, right? You can't do it because you love them.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. And they make you feel bad if you don't.
Yeah.
They do.
I know. Now they're seeing if you go far enough and you have enough medical expenses, if you have a pretty healthy dog or cat, owning a cat can go up to $47,000 over the cost of their life. If you do like all the life extension stuff and all the vet stuff, and for a dog, it could be as high as $61,000. I think most people probably don't spend that.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, but they're saying, you know, $1,300 a year for cats, $1,500 a year for dogs is kind of at least what you should budget.
Average, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
And even a rabbit can easily cost over $1,000 annually. By the way, the cat could take care of the rabbit problem for you, but yeah.
Yeah. I also have a lizard. I have a bearded dragon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's pretty cool, though.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's pretty chill. He just sits in the cage, honestly. We pull him out and he'll sit on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people think he's fake until he looks at him and then they're like, oh my gosh.
That thing is real.
Yeah.
Well, people should know that. And it's important to know when you're gonna, you know, get an animal, it's really easy. Think, oh, it's a puppy, the food doesn't cost very much. Yeah, well, it's healthy now and it hasn't, you know, swallowed half your closet yet and have to have it extracted from its lower intestine and, you know, stuff like that. So just, you know, worth keeping in mind how much money that costs.
Yeah, if I could go back, I probably would rethink having a dog. Just because my dog is a purebred golden retriever.
Okay.
So they're just, I don't know, man, they're just really expensive. Like you have to like keep up with their, you know, fur and like, you know, cause mine, sheds everywhere. So if I don't get him groomed, he's like all over. It's just like another animal in my house. Like after I sweep everything up, it's like crazy.
I lucked out with my dog. Yeah, because she was hypoallergenic, basically didn't shed. I just got her off a chain. Mm-hmm. She was chained next to a house I owned once.
You're lucky if it didn't shed.
Yeah, she never shed. It was crazy. You could put her on like your lap with black pants and you wouldn't know she had been sick. She was the most wonderful dog. We absolutely loved her. She lived 17 years. And we found that in the later years with kids, we couldn't give her the like kind of attention that she deserved. And so we're kind of, my husband are kind of like, we really want to have another dog, but we're going to wait till the kids are out of the house.
Yeah,
so that,
we've kind of come to the same conclusion. Yeah. Now the cats are easy.
Yeah.
The cats kind of take care of themselves and I'm more of a cat person anyway,
mm-hmm.
but, yeah, like the dog, at first it was a great idea. And then now we're just kind of like, yeah, we don't want another dog.
Yeah.
We love our dog, but we don't want another one.
And you know what? I respect the heck out of that. I did a lot of animal rescue work before I was, you know, a mom and, you know, when I was young, and I wish people would just be like, you know what? I'm not set up for dog right now.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's totally fine. People feel like, well, all my neighbors have one. I should have. No, you need to really, really, really want to do this.
Yeah, I agree. And that's with any animal, really. Yeah.
Even, be committed to it.
Even our bearded dragon. I mean, yeah, he's chill. He sits in the cage. But if you don't take care of him, like, there's all kinds of stories online where people, like, mistreat them. Like, yeah. Parrots, too. Parakeets. Like, it's, like, crazy.
Wow. Text writes, hey, Tira, we have a Bernedoodle and we have pet insurance. He goes to daycare sometimes every day. And we also purchased vet verification deposit. It said, I don't know what that is, but anyway, that was $5,000 just to get him. So yeah, it's a lot. Insurance helps. Yeah, so there you go. Text writes, Tira, how much for tribes of raccoons I feed nightly? That sounds like a really bad idea. You know, those things carry rabies.
Wait a minute, tribes?
Tribes of raccoons. Good Lord. They're really mean. And, you know, you start feeding anything, it gets very demanding and quickly develops an attitude. So I don't know. I just don't know your situation. But
they got opposable thumbs. I don't trust them.
I know. Don't. They do. It's weird, isn't
yeah.
it? Oh,
yeah. I don't trust them at all.
So wrong. Okay. Texter writes, here, of all the stories to report on, I find it interesting that the murder of a South Carolina single mother by six illegal aliens doesn't fit the mainstream media narrative. No, and you know what's interesting? She's black. Not that that should matter, but this was an execution. They decided they were going to basically kill the first person they ran into. I think it was a gang initiation. That's my theory. What does this poor woman and her family have to do? They finally made Fox News. But George Floyd? Yeah. See the difference there? Some lives matter, some don't. And some of the lives that don't matter are black lives. If you die in a way that is embarrassing to the Democrat Party, your life doesn't matter. It's true. And that's exhibit.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, 16 unused Molotov cocktails that the illegal immigrant terrorist bomber didn't get to use to set more children and elderly people on fire.
There were 16 unused Molotov cocktails within arm's reach of the subject at the time of his arrest. So there is no question that the first responders saved lives and prevented further victims from being injured.
Commentator Guy Benson has today's first epic rant. Absolutely nails this. I pointed on my Battleground America podcast yesterday. If you go back and look, we are now at a point that we have a violent left-wing attack of some kind every week now in America. Whether it's the Hamas lunatic, anti-Semitic wing of the Democrat Party, or the, hey, let's burn a Tesla dealership wing of the Democrat Party, or the, hey, there's some Christians peacefully praying in a park. Why don't we surround them, intimidate them, beat them, and throw urine bombs at them? Antifa wing of the Democrat Party that happened in Seattle last week. The left's violence is increasingly spinning out of control, particularly with what we saw with this anti-Semitic attack by the illegal immigrant terrorist who overstayed his visa and then was rewarded for doing it by Joe Biden by being given a work permit. Here's Guy Benson. It's today's first epic rant.
I saw an observer yesterday note that Hamas supporters aren't just burning American flags in our streets. They're now burning Americans in our streets. When we hear these chants of globalize the intifada by any means necessary, ringing out in our cities, on our campuses at these hate rallies, this is what it actually looks like in practice. It looks like a governor's mansion torched in the middle of the night with a Jewish leader sleeping upstairs with his family. It looks like two employees of the Israeli embassy in this city, our capital city, murdered in cold blood at a Jewish museum. And it looks like these elderly Jewish Americans firebombed at a peaceful rally on behalf of releasing hostages in Colorado. The pro-Palestine movement is a violent movement. The rhetoric is violent. They justify violence, they celebrate violence, and increasingly, they are engaging in violence, not just over there. Here in the United States, it's a disgrace, and it has to stop. I'm not sure anything will bring about change at Harvard unless they are forced to change. We see two students at Harvard in 2023 physically assaulted a Jewish student on campus. One of those assailants was just rewarded with a very generous fellowship at Harvard Law to go work at CARE, which is a hate group as far as I'm concerned. And another one was given this really nice position in the recent commencement ceremony at the Divinity School. These are people who physically attacked a Jew on campus and were rewarded at Harvard. So yes, to say that they have problems is an understatement, and you have to get their attention, and with, you know, strongly worded letters, not good enough.
Wow. And that's what we're up against with Harvard. Meanwhile, the world's biggest banker, Jamie Dimon, bundler for the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton, has now wandered further off the reservation. I don't think he's a Republican. I just think Trump being in office and him not being afraid anymore of a SEC investigation or worse has him saying some true things. I wanted to play this for you. This is one of the biggest misunderstandings on our side that there is. I've been documenting it going back to the time I was a young journalist in Charlotte, and I was following what the lies that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was telling to justify artificially lowering people's wages until they were poor. And one of the big lies that was told by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, it was talking points that their PR staff came up with, is that we need illegal immigrants. We need immigrants who aren't Americans because Americans don't have a work ethic. These people do. We need to bring them in. And shame on Americans. You deserve it. Jamie Dimon addressed this yesterday when he was talking about why we have opened the border and the cruelty that that is doing to the bottom 20%. And what has actually happened to the bottom 20% in this country is that their wages have not significantly increased since the 1970s. Whereas you see wage growth for other groups, that's much bigger. It's double digits. Why? Immigration, illegal immigration and otherwise. You used to be able to screw up in this country. You used to be able to maybe, you know, end up with a criminal charge, do your time. You used to be able to drop out of high school, make some mistakes, whatever they are in life. And you go work at a chicken processing plant and you would get paid really, really well. You could have a lower middle income lifestyle. And then they flooded the market with cheap labor. So increasingly, they needed to scour the world for people who were more and more and more dirt poor. To whom, hey, look, if I can come to America and live and sleep on a floor in a living room where I'm not drinking water literally out of the well in my village, and I live in a hut with straw on top of it. That's a lot of Guatemala, believe it or not. And yeah, I'll take that deal. Never mind that that chicken processing plant paid $9 an hour in the 1970s, still pays $9 an hour in the 1980s, and continues to pay $9 an hour today. That's what Jamie Dimon is talking about. In order to cover for that, the Chamber of Commerce came up with the talking points. Well, Americans are lazy. No. No, Americans won't work for slave wages that have been artificially depressed. It's the artificial depression part that's the problem. They won't be slaves to people who break the law to bring in foreign labor as part of their tax evasion scheme. I was really glad that J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon addressed this, saying, what are we doing?
We have to acknowledge the grievances that put us in this position to start with, and they're real, okay? Immigration, what the hell are we doing? You know, the bottom 20% of our population, you know, their wages didn't go up for 20 years. They're dying 7 years younger. You know, when administrations, you know, the Biden administration is giving all this money to EVs and cars and wasting a lot of money on green stuff, which isn't going to work, and all that. Do you think people in rural cities, do you think people in inner cities thought they were getting anything? Do you think that those people think that the American government is fair and competent and that this was in their best interest? Their schools don't work. They're not getting the skills they need. And you heard that. Just now. So we got to acknowledge I also call it blue tape, because, you know, Republicans, you generally don't like red tape. You understand the devastation of it. But, you know, most Democrats, I know, they love it. They want more of it. And they want to make it so confusing you can't even meet the rules, so you get punished and fined afterwards. We have to acknowledge the grievances that have put us in this position to start with.
Dang. This is a guy who is bundling donations, tens of millions of dollars for Democrats less than a year ago. You know what I think? I have always thought, I don't know if he's a Republican, I doubt it. I've always thought he did it because he was afraid if he didn't deliver the checks that they would come for him. And now he's not afraid anymore, so he's allowed to say true things. That is what our immigration has done. It's absolutely devastating. When you consider half of illegal immigrants are unemployed and living off the government still to this day, what are we doing?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.